Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Ladies, gentlemen, and all of our friends around the world, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown. The following contest is scheduled for 3 rounds in the teams division. Introducing first, making their team's division debut, led to the arena by their manager, Zoflarton Flos, the Tyrant, Ty Lieberman, Whitney, the Beauty Seibold. They are the ruling class.
And there he is.
Classy bunch they are. There
thank you.
He is.
Thank you. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. I love you too.
Can
please.
Ask,
oh, hey, yeah.
Willingly giving up a
no,
microphone.
Really, stop. Just, you don't have to flatter me.
I don't know why he handed it over.
The ruling class is there. The supporting class has already hit the stage.
Thank you, everyone. Ready for what you're about to see here tonight? It's going to be amazing. It's going to be bedazzling. It's going to be spectacular. Oh, is it copyrighted, Christian? Can I say that? I can say that. Oh, keep back. Keep back. Okay. You keep back.
Listen, he's not taking
let's get ready. I can't say. I can't do the thing first.
Well, okay. No, you took the pit boss's microphone.
I have to give him the mic. Okay, no. Let's just start this thing.
Oh, wow. Gordon Flass has walked off set.
Crossing over. He's
an SCL champion.
He is
What's
a champion.
An SCL champion?
I don't know how he got into this league. I don't know how he's managing this squad, but I got to tell you, I love the chemistry that we've seen so far, Ellis. This is right up my alley.
And that extends to inside the bottle of the Tyrant, the Beauty, looking handsome as always. And so now I guess we'll meet their opponents and see if it's even wackier.
And their opponents, making their team's division debut, representing the Quirky Marks and accompanied by their manager, Coy Jandru, Lightning, Liz Shannon Miller, Brandon, the Hitman Hanna. They are Plot Twist.
We've had a number of plot twists recently, and this is what you would expect from a Quirky Merc team. They come out, they're ready to play, they're celebratory in the air, but they are focused on the business at hand. Brandon, the Hornet, Hannah, and Lightning, Liz, Shannon, Miller right there. Coy Jandru, focus. Oh, look, there's the kid, and we got Bibiani. So Shazam has come to support their fellow team in the Quirky Mercs. That's some nice.
Yeah, and of course, the kid feeling great after his victory over JTE that we just witnessed earlier. Already off to a good start are the Quirky Mercs, looking to extend that run right now here. But Brandon, Hanna, Liz Shannon Miller, Whitney Seibold, and Ty Lieberman, they are pretty new to the team's division. The only veteran here, really, is a guy that hasn't been in the ring in almost 2 years.
And being on the desk with you, I feel like we're two rookies because we are just trying to keep up with the action. And I've just been told this is Zoflarton Flass's first managerial experience. He may not know that he's not in some arena concert hall in Germany, but helping him out on the manager side of things is none other than Jilly Marie.
Wow.
And so we have a full roster here, and Payroll's going to have fun with this match after the fact, come billing cycle time. But for right now, we're about to get the match underway. Competitors are set, the teams are ready, and round number one is 10 questions. That's right, 10 questions in round one, each question worth a point per person, two per team, possibly. 15 seconds to write down your response, and if you need more time, each team, as a team, has 3 usages of a repeat. But use them wisely, because it is a 3-round match. I will go first to Plot Twist. Nice to see you back on a new team, Brandon and Liz. Are you ready to get going here?
Sure.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Well, they seem nice and bubbly.
Yeah, I'd like to hang out with them.
Speaking of the bubbly, Tyrant and the Beauty all ready to get going as the ruling class.
I thought we said no ugly people in the first row.
That's actually...
Why do you think I wore the mask?
Ty, that's us.
Yeah.
We You're looking at us.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Answer, no, be nice.
Desk.
We're nice now.
Ken, why don't you go?
Well, that's real wine.
Well, nice. Are ready?
Nice.
Let's get ready to schmodown.
Well, as the zaniness and impromptu shenanigans continue, we have some, you know, newer manager in Zafortinfly / Jilly. We had Coy, who's just, you know, always excited to be here. And then we went to the wrong station, so they flipped. We played a quick game of musical chairs, and now we have the ruling class still with their wine, which the beauty just found out is real, actual wine.
I think by his lips, he's already drinking some.
It's what? Delicious, I bet.
That looks good.
Yeah. Right, I wish we had some wine. I guess
I wish you had some wine, too. You could have brought some.
What can you do? Okay.
That's very thoughtful.
This is what's the
name of that? It's very thoughtful.
Menu? We've actually seen Liz Shannon Miller play quite well having a brewski with her former teammate, but that's neither here nor there. Now she's with the Hornet, and we are about to begin. Andrew, the pleasure of reading the first question goes to you.
All right, ruling class, plot twist, 10 questions coming your way right now, starting with the category of streaming. Which 2021 Netflix adventure film stars Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot? All right. Got to make sure you hit that T or else you will get...
As I know.
Yeah, it's not good.
As I know.
I've been there.
You know, I just didn't like that 1984 all that much, but first one...
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Is it her worst?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to ruling class and the tyrant.
It's called Red Notice.
As just like your wine, beauty.
I forgot it already. Red Notice.
Buddy had the correct answer. Brandon Hanna.
They're doing really well. It's Red Notice.
Very complimentary.
They're doing very nice. Red Notice is
the answer. Y'all are doing just fine yourselves. And it is 2-2. And we move on to, I think even the crew had a round of applause because we all got everybody sorted out and we're playing a match here. Your next category is drama. Drama, which there's been a lot today. Your question, you'll find which Oscar-winning actress in the following films? Heat, Garden State, and Jackie.
It feels like maybe a little bit of reverse psychology coming from Plot Twist, or maybe they're just, I just maybe don't know what it's like to be that nice.
You don't really think that they're that nice. I sensed a tone with you.
But it's...
You don't trust them.
No.
I trust them. With my life. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love you, Liz and Brandon. Let's go with Liz first.
Natalie Portman.
You see, you trust them, it pays off. Brandon?
No
I
bias.
Don't appreciate them being skeptical of my goodness, but I'm trying really hard, and you're entitled to your opinion. It's also Natalie Portman.
See, it was him. It wasn't me. I was with you.
Good now.
I appreciate it.
Natalie Portman.
And Tyrant.
Has any team gone out of favor with the fans so quickly as those two? Natalie Portman.
We're only 2 questions in.
The shtick is old after 2 questions.
Let's just continue the match, my goodness.
Here we go. Question number 3 coming from the category
as long as Quibi.
Of black. Wow.
I love Quibi.
That is a painful blow. Question. All right. Question number 3 coming from the category of black cinema in an already perfect game so far. Which 1995 modern classic from director F. Gary Gray featured the tagline, "A lot can go down between Thursday and Saturday"?
You know, I thought you were making a joke for a second. Because you said the only perfect thing going on right now are the answers. Everything else is complete madness.
We're doing great.
Sure.
I mean, we don't have to wear pants.
Don't ruin the surprise.
I didn't mean to say that. I would say we are wearing pants.
3, 2, 1. We were not under any pressure to do so. Tyrants, did you have it?
Yes, Friday.
Is correct. Beauty.
Friday. Got to get down on Friday.
That is correct. And Brandon?
I learned this because I have a calendar. It's Friday.
That is accurate. Liz?
Friday.
Everybody owns a calendar. All right. So we progress to your next question. And your next question comes from the category of Pixar movies. Everybody loves a good Pixar flick. And this question, which Pixar film features the vocal talents of Caitlin Diaz, Bill Hader, Richard Kind, and Diane Lane?
Love Diane Lane.
That's
Caitlin. I'm going to call for a JTE. Please.
D-I-A-S. You can use your first repeat there. And the question, in the category of Pixar movies, which Pixar film features the vocal talents of Caitlin Diaz, D-I-A-S, Bill Hader, Richard Kind, and Diane Lane? It's a 1 repeat down for Classy Bunch. Ruling class retains all of theirs. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's go to the tyrant.
Inside Out.
And Whitney.
Inside Out.
And Brandon.
Oh boy, it's not Wall-E.
It's not Wall-E. Liz?
A Bug's Life.
A Bug's Life.
A big 2-point swing on question number 4. We're getting halfway through round number 1, but the ruling class has now separated themselves by 2.
That's the ruling class, and that's plot twist. And we all figured it out.
That's right. That's right. We're trying here. We're trying here.
Live TV. Ain't nothing like in the world.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I did see Zaflirt and Flaus at the graphics machine for quite some time.
The guy, look.
I know.
He wins one FCL championship by very questionable means.
He's playing with his hair. Okay, here we go. Question number 5. Courtroom drama / legal thriller. What actor who has been nominated for 3 acting Oscars plays the lead role of Rudy Baylor in Francis Ford Coppola's The Rainmaker?
You know, I got the weirdest thing with Coppola. Like, I know he's made a bunch of great movies, but his name strikes fear in me. Because when I was a kid, it was Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula. And I was like, oh my God, this guy's the master of horror.
And, I mean, that name like that? Right. Don't want to owe him money.
4, 3, 2, 1. So now we go to the ruling class who may be drinking a vintage from Mr. Coppola. Tyrant.
It is Matt Damon.
And is that Francis Ford Coppola wine?
No. We wouldn't drink that slop.
That
I mean,
slop.
Okay.
Not since One from the Heart.
This is MD 2020.
All right, Beauty, did you have the answer?
Matt Damon.
He got it, and Brandon Hannah.
It's clearly the older, wiser Matt Damon, Robert De Niro.
Wow. Right.
That's incorrect. How about Lightning Liz?
Matt Damon.
Did have Matt Damon. All right, so while Plot Twist licks their wounds and the ruling class enjoys their Charles Shaw, we move on to Mystery / Thriller.
Two-buck chuck there.
And your question. Which Oscar-winning director helmed the films Angels and Demons and Inferno based on novels by Dan Brown?
I gotta say, for some reason, I watched all 3 of those movies in a course of 3 days.
And?
It got worse and worse as time went on.
Did you read the books first?
It's a lot of words.
It's a lot of words.
It's so many.
And, like, no pictures.
There's one on the cover and one on the back.
3. False advertising.
Yes.
2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Liz first.
The Master of Symbology and Symbolism, Ron Howard.
That is correct. And the Hornet.
My 3rd favorite Matt Damon, Ron Howard.
That is technically correct. How about the Beauty?
So dark, the con of whatever that was. Ron Howard.
Had it, Beauty. Sell it. Tyrant?
Ron Howard.
Okay, everybody got the Ron Howard question. We move on to question number 7.
I mean, I know things are a little crazy right now, but the ruling class is at a perfect game at the moment.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. As we get
I'm
to question number 7.
Yeah, I'm too. Good job.
Category is Western movies. What 1988 Western film from director Christopher Kane stars Emilio Estevez as Billy the Kid alongside Charlie Sheen, Kiefer Sutherland, and Lou Diamond Phillips?
Man. All right, this is one of those questions where someone misses it, I'm staging a walkout.
I feel like that's...
I'm done.
The audience is already up on their feet.
I think Zaflirt and Flaus knows this one. 5.
I wouldn't bet on it.
3. I got the wink of approval, too.
I would like to repeat the question, please.
Repeat the question for Plot Twist, and that is their second repeat.
Okay, here we go. Western movies. What 1988 Western film from director Christopher Kane stars Emilio Estevez as Billy the Kid alongside Charlie Sheen, Kiefer Sutherland, and Lou Diamond Phillips?
A lot of screaming in that production.
There's just a lot going on.
I thought they were mad at us.
Yeah, it's the pants. Yeah. Lack thereof.
It's the pants comment.
It is.
Oh, boy. I'm tired. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down and let's hear from, let's do the ruling class. Tyrant.
It's the reason to walk around Westwood in the summer. Young Gun.
He nailed it. Beauty.
The male counterpart to Bad Girls, Young Guns.
Thank you for that. And did the former hitman, now the Hornet, have it?
You didn't think I'd do it, but I did. Young Guns.
Hey!
Good job!
Liz
and Young Guns.
Had Young Guns. See, they're just nice people.
I know.
Buy into it.
You can't root for them up here.
All right. Your next category, fitting for this match currently, spoof and parody films.
Okay.
And the question, which legendary spoof movie star plays the role of President Baxter Harris in Scary Movie 3? Or as Kevin Smith says, Scary Movie 3. Nice little David Arc director friend there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was never in any of his movies anyway, so what the hell do I care?
I know. Still a chance.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. How about Liz?
going to go with Leslie Nielsen.
You got that correct. Did your partner?
Did he? Leslie Nielsen.
What a twist. How about the beauty?
Connie Nielsen's brother, Leslie Nielsen.
I don't know if that's accurate.
No, it's not.
Tyrant. What?
How do I get stuck with these people?
All right.
Leslie Nielsen. Hey.
We're verbalizing it as per the rules.
You're good. You're good.
It's already
good.
Angry drunk here.
You're
and
good.
It's 10 a.m.
I am good.
It's not you. It's them.
I do trivia better after I've had a few.
Question number 9 is biopics. Pablo Larraín's Spencer is led by which actress as Diana, Princess of Wales?
You know, you may not get out of this round as quickly as you want because they're working on a perfect
round. I know.
Round,
so I mispronounced something to hope that they'd miss and hasn't been working.
You're doing great, champ. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And let's start with the beauty this time.
Case 2. Kristen Stewart.
Correct. And the tyrant.
Kristen Stewart, yes.
And Lightning Liz.
Bella Swan herself, Kristen Stewart.
And the Hornady Hannah.
I love a hearty bowl of Kay Stew, Kristen Stewart.
We won't try to interpret that any further.
That was good. That was also good.
Let's keep it family friendly here, Hornet.
That was good. She's engaged.
She's very talented.
Move on to the next category, and thankfully it's the last. Unless it's a perfect round for the ruling class. Here is your question in the category of musicals. What 2005 film involves Max Bialystock and Leo Bloom, who want to make a Broadway flop with the offensive musical Springtime for Hitler?
I would have butchered that name.
Bialystock? I think I did.
It's probably wrong still.
Yeah. I'm getting a yes from one of the judges, which we don't actually have.
Don't call.
I don't know who those people in robes are. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to Brandon Hanna.
I wish I could rent another JTE. Am I right?
Rent. How about Liz?
The Producers.
The Producers is correct. And the beauty?
The Producers.
Whitney Seibold produced the correct answer. Did time.
I also like my partner put the producer.
Wow.
Okay. That is a perfect double round.
Good job, guys.
That is huge, Ellis. A 4-point lead here could be extended to 6. 2 perfect rounds from the ruling class, and he's drunk.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
They're hammered. Look at them go. They're just going to keep on going.
This isn't really wine.
We will now ask a bonus question that is just for both members of the ruling class. We will not tell you the category. Somebody's going to ask the question. Please do write it down like a normal round one. Andrew Guy, at your ready.
Here we go. Your bonus question is, which 2019 horror thriller features supporting performances from Cliff Curtis, Bruce Greenwood, Henry Thomas, and Kylie Curran?
They're going to be writing this one down.
Cliff Curtis and Greenwood in one movie. Incredible.
They're in everything.
They're in everything. They just got a, it's like a Venn diagram. It's just two circles on top.
5, 4. Somebody went to college. Yeah, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's go to the tyrant.
I wrote us because we're a team.
A beautiful moment of unity, but incorrect. The beauty?
Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep is correct. And so we finally find out that team's mortal, but they still have 21 points after round one. Plot Twist, playing very well, living up to a lightning horning kind of name. It is Plot Twist with 16, 5-point ball game after round number one. So we progress to the wheel round, where each team gets a spin at the Schmodown wheel. Once they settle on a category, 5 questions will emerge. Questions are worth 2 points, unless they need multiple choice. At that point, the value of the question recedes to 1. Keep in mind, teams, stealing is available in round number 2. So now we ask the ruling class, with their many managers and cavalcade of cast, would you like to spin that wheel first or defer to your opponents?
Do you want to well, what's good is that Jilly actually knows how to play the game.
Yeah, she's
whereas
great.
Whereas Zafirton Klaus does, yes. I mean,
we would
he's
like
got a nice
to,
hat.
Yes?
No, you, okay. Let's do.
We would like to spin first.
Okay, going to spin first. Head on over to the Wheel of Destiny.
So it's an interesting decision to spin first when you're in the lead, Ellis, but I'm thinking after double perfect rounds and the bonus point, they want to just keep applying that pressure.
Yep, keep the momentum going.
Work, yeah.
All right, it appears Beauty is going to be doing the spinning. Give it a good spin there. That wheel is just looking for excitement. Wild card lurking, but he spins Ice Cube. Would you like to keep Ice Cube or spin again?
Let's try again. Let's try again. We're going to try again.
They're going to spin away from the cube.
This time.
Probably not going to make him happy.
And a bigger spin this time from the beauty.
I put a lot of muscle into that one, and it is scores and soundtrack. One of those categories that can go very well or very bad.
So here we go. Five questions coming your way, gentlemen, in the category of scores and soundtracks, starting right here with what film, directed by Edgar Wright, features such songs as Bell Bottoms, The Harlem Shuffle, and Brighton Rock?
Last
Night in Soho?
Incorrect.
Yeah, for the 2-point steal, I'm going to reread the question for you. Plot twist. What film, directed by Edgar Wright, features such songs as Bell Bottoms, The Harlem Shuffle, and Brighton Rock?
Baby Driver.
That is correct. A big 2-point steal. And just like that, plot twist, down by three.
Good. That felt really good.
Wow. That's right. You know, they look nice, but they're not so nice that they're not going to steal from their opponent, given the opportunity. So we go back to the ruling class to see if they can right the ship here in round two.
All right, your second question. The ruling class is going to be 1964's Mary Poppins won the Academy Award for Best Original Song for which magical tune?
It's Chim Chim Cheree.
That is correct. A nice grab there on question number two in scores and soundtracks.
How did you know that one? My goodness.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's... Ooh.
Here we go. Question number three. Who composed the score for Pixar's Inside Out?
Popular movie.
Fine. I'd like to do multiple choice for this one.
I can do that. Is it A, Danny Elfman, B, Alan Silvestri, C, Hans Zimmer, or D, Michael Giacchino?
Is that wrong? I said it wrong.
Giacchino.
I think it's Michael Giacchino.
We're leaning on the pronunciation of Giacchino, I believe.
It is Giacchino. That's a point there for the ruling class. Ellis, it wouldn't be a Friday Night Titans if I didn't mispronounce at least one name.
It's a correct... reading of the question enough, and it's a correct answer. So we go to now the penultimate question.
That is right.
For the ruling class in scores and soundtrack.
Who composed the score for the following Michael Mann films? Heat and Public Enemies.
Ooh, that is a tough Heat.
Five, four, three.
Multiple choice.
All right, I can do that. Is it Dave Grusin, A, B, Elliot Goldenthal, C, Cliff Martinez, or D, James Newton Howard?
We're going to go with Elliot Goldenthal.
Another great check down here by the ruling class. Give him another point as we careen into the final question. Of scores and soundtracks here to put them up by 9 if they're able to hit it. Your final question, gentlemen. Madonna's Crazy for You and Journey's Only the Young are both featured in the soundtrack of what 1985 Matthew Modine movie?
You're right. Yeah.
It's Vision Quest.
Two more points here for the ruling class. Started off a little bit rocky there with the steal, Ellis, but they bounce back, and they're drinking in celebration.
It was a nice comeback. The game is not won yet, but they're happy about scores and soundtracks, and I'm pretty thrilled about the fact that Zafort and Flash doesn't know which team he's managing, but that's why Julie Marie is there. Only the Young, great way to start off Vision Quest, but now more important to their opposing team, plot twist, they now have to spin that wheel. Go ahead and give it a good spin. That is exactly what Liz Shannon Miller just did. It. She spins Wizarding World. Now, this is interesting.
Yes.
Brandon Hanna knows this category very well. He's an inner geekdom competitor, one of the better players in that division of years past. But this is a new Brandon Hanna. This is the Hornet.
Yeah. We'll take it.
They're taking Wizarding World. This is a fascinating twist. It's an inner geekdom category by trade, but it is now in the team's division. And lo and behold, a team with Brandon Hanna on it. The Hornet now, former Hitman. gets the category of Wizarding World.
Yeah, you have to imagine that Plot Twist was happy to put that on the wheel and even happier to land on it right now. I honestly think what they were doing there was just for a bit of showmanship to make the other squad think they were really going to maybe spin away, but this could be a perfect round for Plot Twist.
And so now the questioning begins. Keep in mind, you have the option of multiple choice, and if you miss a question, there will be a steal opportunity for your opponents, the ruling class.
Great.
Who drink the wine of the plebeians. Your two-point question to kick off. What is the last name of Harry's aunt and uncle that he lives with?
Dursley.
Is correct for 2 points. And it appears Brandon Hannah might have read those books once or twice. Your next question.
Ask him a hard one.
In the Wizarding World, Luna Lovegood's father is the editor of what magazine?
The beauty getting exactly what he wanted for his opponents.
The Quibbler.
I have no quibble with that team because it's a correct answer. 2 points, and this is what we know Plot Twist is capable of.
Yeah,
their chemistry seems to be complementing each other pretty well.
Oh, we're best of friends.
Besties.
I have a feeling there's a rub, but I'm going to buy into this for now. 2 more points on the table for your third question in the Wizarding World. Who directed Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire?
Mike Newell.
2 more points for Plot Twist, and the twist now is that they trail by only 3. They have a chance, if they hit these last 2 questions off the bat, to take a lead going into round number 3. Where we all currently is the penultimate question in the Wizarding World.
Just don't
think about Star Wars. And here it
is. That's the one with the laser swords, right?
Laser swords, androids.
Now I'm thinking about it, Liz.
No. No, it's okay. Wands.
There you go.
Dragon heart strings.
Wands.
Dragon heart strings.
Wands.
Is it made of elm?
It's made of
question. Oak.
In the Wizarding World is Emma Thompson portrays Professor Sybil Trelawney in how many Harry Potter films?
Lieberman remembering a joke, maybe?
Five, four, three, two.
JTE, please.
All right, that is their final repeat.
Wow, none available for round number 3.
And in the Wizarding World, Emma Thompson portrays Professor Sybil Trelawney in how many Harry Potter films?
I realized in this category, it's really important to listen to the end of the question because the movie could change.
We're going
with 3.
You are correct.
Yes!
It is The Prisoner of Azkaban, Order of the Phoenix, and Deathly Hallows Part 2.
By the way.
So now it's a 1-point ball game. It is still the ruling class on top the moment, but Plot Twist could overtake the throne, at least going into round 3, if they hit this final question in the Wizarding World. Here we go.
We got this.
And the question is, who killed Voldemort's pet snake that held a piece of his soul in the Deathly Hallows Part 2?
Neville Longbottom.
I hope that question isn't a metaphor. That is correct for 2
points.
And now, just like that, a spin of the wheel, the right player on the right team at the right time, 28-27. But, you know, as much as we're trumping the Hornet and his ability in Harry Potter / the other Fantastic Beasts Boar Fest, you also have Liz Shannon Miller, who proves she knows a lot about Harry Potter as well.
You could hear it when they were conferring with one another. An incredible round number 2. We did see the final repeat go off the board.
That's
for Plot Twist.
That's an interesting note.
But they picked up that 2-pointer right there. A great usage of it. Let's see if they need it in round number 3. Ellis, how does it work?
In round number 3, this is the round that will determine the match. Each team is going to give us a series of numbers that range from 1 to 20. Those correspond to mystery schmodown categories. The questions increase in difficulty and point value. 2 points for the first one, 3 points, and then 5 points for the final question. This is the team format, so the 5-pointer is the only one that the team may confer with its members for. And since it was the ruling class, and now Plot Twist is in the lead, you have the luxury of giving us your 3 lucky numbers first from 1 to 20. What feels fortunate?
Yeah.
We're going to alternate 7,
8,
and 9.
Very complimentary for Plot Twist. And now for the ruling class.
14, 19, I know, right?
Crap, man.
And a 2.
I thought he was going 20.
I thought he was doing. I thought he was going to go to the top.
Thought he was going 20. So Andrew Guy's going to be administering the questions for the ruling class. I'll be handling the duties for plot twist. And Andrew, ruling class suddenly finds themselves trailing in a game that they led most of the way. They selected, or better yet, the tyrant selected number 14.
That's going to take us all the way over to the legend of the screen, Gene Hackman, for your 2-point question. Ruling class, who would like to field this answer?
Okay, I'll take it.
All right. The beauty, 2 points, Gene Hackman, and to take the lead. In which Will Smith action thriller from director Tony Scott does Hackman appear as Edward Brill Lyle, a former NSA communications expert?
Enemy of the State.
Didn't take him any time for that. 2 points going to the ruling class, and we go back over to plot twist Ellis. For their 2-point question, they selected number 7. Where
they
are we
did.
At?
The category is Amblin, as in Amblin Entertainment, not something that old people do.
I'll take it.
All right, Brandon Hanna is going to take the category of Amblin.
Woo! You got this.
All right, and your question. Peter Banning, a workaholic father who has lost sight of his past and who he really is the lead character of what Steven Spielberg-directed film?
Those repeats are going to come into play here, Mark.
5, 4, 3.
War of the Worlds.
Incorrect. Oh, we were looking for Hook.
The chat is so mad at you right now. The
chat
is yelling at you.
Peter Pan? That is not fresh on the tomato meter. So we stick with plot twist.
Potter.
It's from the movie Pan.
Plot twist. Now faced with their 3-pointer. That's going to be fielded by Lightning Liz. Shannon Miller Solo, you selected number 8, and that corresponds to Westerns.
Oh, boy.
And for 3 points, your question is, who plays the title character, a homicidal singing cowboy, in The Ballad of Buster Scruggs?
I believe it is Tim Blake Nelson.
A guest on Rotten Tomatoes is wrong not too long ago. That is correct.
Too. That's
Lightning
my teammate.
Liz gets the 3 points, which gives them a 2-point lead. It is plot twist 31 and ruling class 29. So now ruling class has to hit their 3-pointer. If they do, then they are going to find themselves once again in the lead. Andrew, they selected number 19. What are they looking at?
We are going to go and hang out with Matt and Ben here for your 3-point question. The Tyrant. Matt and Ben is your category, and to go back up on top and send it over to Plot Twist for their 5-pointer. Which 2007 crime thriller starring Casey Affleck, Ed Harris, and Michelle Monaghan marked Ben Affleck's directorial debut?
Gone, baby, gone.
That is correct. Didn't even let me finish the question.
Yep.
Ruling class up to 32. It's a 1-point ball game, Ellis.
He was ready to go. And so we go back to plot twist. Ruling class feeling pretty comfortable about their chances now because they still have that 5-pointer as backup. Now, if plot twist hits their 5-pointer, it's going to force ruling class to answer theirs. However, if plot twist misses, ruling class will get the crowns back and declared the winner of this match will they be. So, your category number 9, which you may confer with your teammate for, is in the category of Tom Cruise movies.
TC Legend, big fan.
And your question. For 5 points and to extend the match. Which Oscar winner plays the representative to the Life Extension Company in the film Vanilla Sky? They play the representative.
I can hear them.
5, 4, 3.
The answer is Tilda Swinton.
They talked it out, made sure they had it, and they got the correct answer. Tilda Swinton was the representative of the Life Extension Company, something that you and I are both going to need to look into because
very
this
soon.
Match took a lot out of us, and it's almost at the end, but not before the ruling class has the final word.
Heart.
And so they cheers, they imbibe more alcohol, which probably won't help their trivia chances, but they seem confident, Andrew, because they have a 5-pointer that if they hit, they win the match.
36.
Number two, I believe.
To 32, and number two is going to take you over to Black Cinema for your five-point question.
All right, so it all comes down to this. Now, good thing for them is that they do have a number of repeats.
That's right.
That they can use should they need.
For 5 points and the win in Black Cinema, George Tillman Jr. directed what 1997 dramedy featuring Vivica A. Fox and Nia Long, which is told through the eyes of 11-year-old Ahmad?
All the chasing mules left.
I don't know what it is. So
it's gonna take Whitney. I already know what it could be.
What do you
be.
Think it's also?
Five, four, three.
JTE.
All right, that is their first repeat. Wait, they have two remaining.
George Tillman Jr. directed what 1997 dramedy featuring Vivica A. Fox and Nia Long, which is told through the eyes of 11-year-old Ahmad?
Yeah, she is. Well, wow, so I think, I mean, we can keep asking for time, but I don't think I'm going to come up with anything else.
Okay. Five.
All right, we low down dirty shame.
Four. Like, three.
JTE.
Two. That's their second repeat. They won the
name. About a kid.
George Tillman Jr. directed what 1997 dramedy featuring Vivica A. Fox and Nia Long, which is told through the eyes of 11-year-old Ahmad?
We got it. All right. We have an answer. Soul Food.
And your winner. The ruling class!
The ruling class got it. They seemed like they were talking it out and playing the same strategy. We just saw Plot Twist. Plot Twist thought they had Tilda Swinton. They wanted to make sure. Same scenario with ruling class, the difference being they had all the repeats left to just make sure they had the right answer, and it was indeed delicious soul food.
What was incredible about this match, Ellis, is from rounds two on, two and three, it's all about the team game, right? And you really saw all four of them lean on one another. It was basically perfect from round two forward, but that round one differential really comes back at the end of the game. You look, it's only a one-point difference there. Plot Twist wishing maybe they could have just picked up a couple more in round number one.
This match went a lot of different ways, both from what everybody saw and what you might have missed at home, but it was a very fun match full of frivolity and a lot of chaos. Some fracases broke out,
yeah.
All good-naturedly, and I gotta say, I think Plot Twist is nice for real, and I think that the ruling class and Plot Twist are both teams that could pose a threat to just about any squad out there. It is the ruling class that rules the day today,